morning, Patriots. And for some, round two. I'll tell you, we are at the end of the week. I was just doing my rare, but kind of once a week scan through headlines, and I'm just shaking my head. We really are in a world of the insane. The lunatics are running the asylum. And people are just going along with it. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. It'll just all go away by itself. We don't have to do anything. It's just going to happen. And we're all going to be okay as long as we get our shot. Get that shot. Man, become a zombie, become a transhuman. But what you do need to get is you need to get your MyPillow. Go over there to MyPillow.com. Type in that fantastic discount promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Get yourself some My Slippers. Get yourself some MyPillow. Get yourself some My Sheets. Get yourself some My Comforter. Whatever else we've got. Make yourself happy. Support one of America's great companies. MyPillow, run by Patriot and Christian Mike Lindell. And for those of you that have not heard, we are doing a slipper revolution at Bard's Fest. There's lots to that. I talked about it last night. Talked about it twice last night, in fact, on Bard's FM and on Fishers of Men. I'll talk about it more in the days to come, but you can go back and listen to those two great episodes. But requirement for that is going to have a pair of slippers, and I would highly suggest you get a pair of My Slippers from My Pillow, because we're supporting an American company, we're raising prayers, and we're going to identify some other companies that we're going to boycott and crush. But MyPillow is our favorite American company. We're only one of them in the nation right now that's being a patriot like Mike Lindell, spending his wealth, and well-deserved wealth, on hiring people to audit the election, building up a new social media site, building his own TV channel, doing everything he can to help patriots break the blockade of the big tech. And he's all doing it as he gives credit to God and Christ. What an amazing man. So, MyPillow.com. Use the Bards, B-A-R-D-S, promo code. Get some. They did that just for us, which I appreciate. They set up a special 800 number just for us here. 800-975-2939. And they're going to ask you, where did you find out about us? You're going to say, where do you think? At the best podcast on the entire internet, Bards FM, where we rock. We have the best chat around. We have the best patriots around. So that's all you do. It's pretty easy. Just add it in. When you like the product, go over there and type, I love Bards FM. So anyway, get on over there, enjoy some great savings, some great products, a great American company, a great CEO, a man of Christ, a man that's leading this nation in a big fight, and we so respect what he does, and we want to make sure his company continues to thrive, a company that has survived the attacks of the cabal, which we can't stand the cabal. Ugh. But he's fighting him, and we're going to help him. So, My Slippers are the big thing, too, for this slipper revolution. Don't forget that. And you use the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, and you get some great savings. All right. We're literally living in a clown show. A clown show. It is insane, the sort of stuff we're seeing. And I think what's more insane is that it's just kind of being accepted. Where is the outrage? I think that's the question that all of us need to ask and really ponder on, is where is the outrage? We don't see it. We see the violence from the left, but we don't see the outrage from the right. You know, John Jay was one of the writers of the Federalist Papers. He was our first Supreme Court justice, by the way. And one of the things that he did was he negotiated a treaty with the United Kingdom after the Revolutionary War. And that treaty ended up giving a preferential treatment of tariffs to the king. Now, the reasons for that ultimately was because our freedom from the UK was conditional, more so than people realized. We were still responsible to pay back the debt that the king had incurred for the war that we fought and died, had people die for, to get our independence. So that was part of the drug deal that they pulled off to get our freedom. And part of that is we weren't a big enough country yet to really ward off the UK. Remember, the UK was a superpower of its time. But John Jay negotiated a treaty of trade. I should say renegotiated a treaty of trade with the UK. And in so doing, gave preferential treatment to the United Kingdom. And when he got back, people were outraged, absolutely outraged across the colonies that he had given better tariff arrangements to the UK side than to the colonies, to the American colonies, which would be the American states. He wrote once that on his ride from New Jersey to New York, he could ride at night and see his path clearly by the light of the effigies that were being burned of him. We have lost a lot of the spirit of resistance and protest. I hear this all the time. Well, my friends and I are pissed off. We've had enough. What does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean you sit around and you get pissed off at each other and eat donuts and sip coffee and complain about the world? Or does it mean you do something? And the problem is that with doing something always goes from 0 to 1,000. Meaning like, oh, we got our guns. Our colonists fought a noble and incredible fight for 15 to 20 years before they ever got to that place. They understood the power of boycott. They understood the power of organizing. They understood the power of supporting local industry. They understood the power of getting involved and engaged in community protests and being involved and engaged in community meetings. I hear this all the time. Well, we don't organize well. Then learn how. I don't know what else to tell you. The left is kicking our butt on the basis of organizing and getting out there. I cannot stand excuses. I mean, what else do people need to see? You're watching a country burn to the ground and people are still sitting on the side and twiddling their thumbs and expecting somebody to be a savior to come in and save them. That teaching, that mentality has been ingrained in people in the pew. God will save you, don't worry. Christ will come and save you, don't worry. That was not in the contract, by the way. Christ died for our sins and handed the keys over to us to occupy this land, not to sit on our butt. And where we are right now is we have way too many people out here sitting around waiting still for something great to happen. What is going to happen? What are we waiting for? Waiting for the military to come rolling in? I see that's happening. Did you notice that the commander for 101st Airborne now locked down the base for anybody that doesn't take the injection, that they can't leave the base and they can't deploy? Do you understand how corrupt our military leadership is? It has been infiltrated heavily. You have to get this through your head. So it is a point of getting engaged and being loud. I guess it's like this. It's a one or a zero on the conservative side, and I never get this. It's either this or that. So if we say hold the line, people mean, does that mean just stand and don't move? In Ephesians 6:10-18, stand. People say, okay, do I just stand and not move? I don't do anything, right? I just stand here and I don't need to do anything, right? Boy, it's a good thing that Gideon didn't follow that, and it's a doggone good thing Joshua didn't follow that, because somewhere in there, they understood the principle that you have to move into the battle, but holding the line means never giving in on your faith, never giving in on your beliefs. And it's so doggone easy to take that other default place. It's like, well, I'm holding the line. Doing what? I get emails every day of people asking me to do this and do that and do more. And I'm like, okay, I got it. You know? And I'm adding, and my team adds as much as we possibly can. We are a small team trying to move the world. Patriots, every one of us has a responsibility in this action. It begins at the local community. It begins in your house, in your neighborhood. And you have to be building connections. You have to be talking to people. No, it's not easy. No, people don't want to talk to you sometimes. No, people definitely don't want to hear anything about the injection, especially if they've taken it, because now they're on a walk of death, and I don't know how long they're going to live. And I, frankly, not even going to stress about it. On one hand, we can sit off to the side and wait till they all fall, but I guarantee you within the vacuum, there will be something else that will take its place that won't be any better. I mean, look at how this twist of narrative goes. We've got an injection that is killing people. Gateway Pundit takes this title, this headline, Joe Biden, either get the vaccine or wear a mask forever. That's because the CDC came out and said, if you get the vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. The entire motion right now is everybody's playing into the same narrative. The same narrative. Why is there questions? And I don't mean like talking around coffee. I'm talking on a national screaming stage, people getting pissed off. Why are people not asking the questions? How does the CDC have power over our government? An unelected private company that is now dictating to our government how things are going to be done? Where is that? How did fake Fauci get so much power over policy from our children up to our top levels of government? And what happened to people's brains when they're looking at a dictator? And he is, by the way. He is a self-appointed dictator, and the thing about dictators, they only gain power when people are so stupid to realize that what they're saying. Dictators gain power because people give them power. It is unbelievable. The best thing about this entire tyranny that we are currently living under is they're all backing off saying, well, these are suggested guidelines, and yet people are following them. Businesses are following them. Governors say, well, you need to have 70% injection, and people are like, I'm done. We're not going any further. Then we'll lock you down and make you wear a mask. Why do they do that? It's so obvious. It's basically a punishment until your good little children, they see you as nothing more than just chattel. If you obey me, you will get this. If you don't obey me, you will get this. I don't really know. I don't recognize this country anymore. I do not. I do not recognize it at any level. I've heard of major influencers who have had the injection. And I'm stunned at what I see. I've never imagined, and I will tell you, this is coming from the community of people that I am close with, a community of people all who have taken major risks their lives to protect freedom. Whether you agree with the wars or not, the motive was always about protecting freedom. And the risks that were taken, the the sacrifices that were made to come back and to watch 40, 60% of the public give their freedom away is stunning to me. I look around the world and I'm actually encouraged, not by the United States, and I have to be honest here. I'm encouraged by what I see in other parts of the world. India is waking up faster than we are. In India, the vaccinators that are going into the clinics are getting stoned because they're starting to realize what this death serum is about. In China, they're having a hard time. Think about what I'm telling you here. In China, they're having a hard time getting people to accept the injection. They're pushing back. And the mass of brain-dead zombies, the center of all hell on the earth, by the way, which is here, whether you like it or not, the United States is the center of the greatest evil on the face of this planet. It's where it all emanated from. What we're dealing with is a transition of power from one evil hellhole to another, the new one being the CCP. We trained them, we armed them, we funded them. Now we're going to give them all the power of the world. That came from us. And the American public is stunning to me. They put stuff in the air, spray it all across the globe. We say, oh, okay, that's all right. Don't worry about it. That's just tin hat stuff. Keep spraying. Literally walked outside yesterday as what looks like a C-130 flies over in Oregon, and it is dumping out more crap than I've seen in a long time on the atmosphere. I mean, it is straight up just pumping it out. You know, and of course they were like, well, that's a contrail. A contrail on a turboprop? They're dumping more stuff right now in the atmosphere than you can possibly imagine. It's what we're calling chemtrails. It's all about polluting the atmosphere and polluting us. All that stuff is coming down to you, getting in your bodies. And the country says, well, it doesn't exist unless you're a crazy tin hatter that believes in Trump. And then even then, if you're part of the Trump movement, you're even more fringe. Even though the government now has openly admitted that they've been doing geoengineering for years, right? We have children that are suffering from autism at the highest rate ever. And the public buries their head in their sand and keeps taking their kids in to get, 17 injections by the time they're two? What type of brain-dead parent absolutely thinks that's a good idea? I mean, seriously, what is wrong with people? My child is born so in such risk to the world that I have to give him 17 injections to load him up with everything because God made him that imperfect. And there is our center point of most every single problem in this nation. Is that we don't live by the foundations of God anymore. That is our fight. And when we're going to get involved and we say we're upset, it is time to start making the effigies and burning them. It is time to start getting out there and being loud. It is time to sing him into the public square. It is time to take God into the public space to where they can't deny it. It is time to stand up as Christian warriors and proclaim yourself as that. That is where we have to be. And if we're going to take this back, it's going to take that. It's not going to take like wringing your hands or, you know, sitting around, we got a bunch of my boys today. We sat over here on the side and we had ourselves some chitlins and whatever else you do down here. And we nibbled around and we talked ourselves out right under the country. We decided it was a bad place to be. I mean, come on, folks. It's stunning to me. I mean, I'm reading some of these headlines and I'm just scratching my head. Dominion Systems releases statement, slams Arizona forensic audit, and states company will not release passwords to Maricopa voting machines. Why is it that anybody related to Dominion Systems can even walk down the street? Why? There should be 80 million patriots finding out those addresses of where those people live to stand in front of them and remind them that they have an accountability. You do not hijack a nation's election for the president, become so arrogant and tell you are not going to release the passwords. It is a private company that sent their data to China and probably multiple other countries. And they are now dictating to you how they will, what they will and won't do for the audit for the president of the United States. And America sits back and says, okay, I'm sorry. You know what the Luddites are? The Luddites were a group of people in the early part of the Industrial Revolution that resisted the industrialization of the world. They were an organized group of, it was an organized movement that was covert, meaning they didn't reveal who they were. And they worked in company lines, in the manufacturing lines, and they would sabotage machines to cause the production lines to come to a halt. Patriots, this is war. This is war for the freedom of this nation and for the destiny of the world. This is not a war where we get to sit by and wait for some military operation to come in, which may or may not ever happen. I have no clue. What I know right now is personally, most of our military, I would not put any faith in right now for so many reasons. The leadership is so deeply corrupt. And our nation is at a crisis. And it's going to come down to how we got this in the first place. We have to go back to what we do best. Patriots ended up with muskets in their hand because there ultimately was no other choice, but they had exhausted every single step along the way. We still have a long list of things we have to get done. We need to be building those local businesses so that people are going to buy from them and supporting each other as they did in the colonial eras, to breaking the yoke of control of corporate America. We need to be supporting the local businesses that are there to make sure that we're supporting local and not buying corporate. We need to be massively boycotting. I still have yet to hear of any major impact on Chinese imports. And I'm telling you, every single item that I buy, I spend literally hours researching every possible option to avoid buying anything Chinese. I don't always succeed. But I'll tell you what, I sure put a massive effort in it. If I can reduce my Chinese consumption by 80%, which is pretty significant, every American did that, China would be on its damn knees. And rightfully so. If we were buying local and not buying from the local market, your local store, you would find that there would be more local being produced. And yes, it costs a bit more when you buy local from local producers. Because why? Well, they're not subsidized. And they're not using child labor or cheap labor to get their stuff done. You're paying real prices. Not everybody has the access to that, but everywhere we do, we need to. This is the sort of war we have to fight. Boycotts. And I've told you, in Bartsfest, we're announcing a ruthless set of boycotts on 7 major corporations in this nation. And no, I'm not going to say who they are yet. I'll let them kind of think about it because they'll scoff at it. They'll think it's a joke. Like, all right. 7 companies out of the list of what, 50 or 100 that was at, that got behind the anti-Georgia, go against Georgia thing because they didn't want to have voter integrity, which told you everything. Remember, they just dictated in Georgia that they do not believe in election integrity. They want a rigged election system so that they can continue to pursue their agendas unrestrained. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they try. That's what they're trying to dictate. And so it's time that they pay a price. But get yourself ready for that, because that means start looking over those lists. Start getting used to not buying from corporations. Get that in your head. No major corporations. We've got to absolutely break from their yoke. 32 million companies, corporations across the globe. I think the numbers are owned by, ultimately owned by four foundations, by the way. That's how bad it is right now. It's a complete Ponzi scheme right before your very eyes. The consumer-based economy has got us hooked into cycles that we think we are convinced somehow that we can't break from. They've become created addictions. We are addicted to, attached to, dependent upon the relationship we have with them. That is the key part of this deception. They've made us dependent on for the sake of having an easier, more convenient life. So that's one of the reasons that I push so hard for companies like Mike Lindell. We have got to find Patriot companies that we can support and get behind and do a good job. Now, one of the number one things I hear, and I hear it all the time, boycott Amazon. Patriots, I need to warn you about this. That isn't that easy. There are many small businesses in America that are American-owned, American-made products, and they're there that are dependent on the Amazon Exchange store. There isn't an alternative right now. I know of efforts being made to do that, but again, it's how you shop. It's where you make your choices. If you're shopping to buy an American company and support an American business, they're using every avenue they can to survive right now. There's just not enough emphasis. There is not enough emphasis on doing the research to finding the American companies. And it takes time. Nothing is black and white in this field. One of the reasons we had 4 or 5 years of prepping all the Patriots out here to do research was this, in part, to find American companies. Now get out here and find them. We always want, you know, I literally search the web and I find companies. If I can find an American company, even if their presence isn't big on the web, I'll call them. I'll ask them. I'll talk to them. You'll discover something. You'll talk to a human being, for one. My point is that this takes an effort. And it takes a big effort for us to continue to build out this other alternative economy. This economy that we are building has to evolve in parallel as one is collapsing. But this cabal's economy has tentacles everywhere, and they will do everything they can to crush you and to control you before it's over. The fight is at the people's level. People don't even realize this yet. The old economic system is dead. It is in the process of its last breaths. The fiat dollar, your gas prices that are going up, that's not just the gas line on the East Coast. That's a cover. You're seeing the dollar implode. The fiat currency is dying so fast that they're beginning to see inflation. We're at 4.2%. I would expect that by the end of the summer, unless something really changes, you're going to see 8 to 10% inflation. You're going to see gas prices between $6 and $8 a gallon. This is what's coming. And the question is where the people sit, because one currency reset is going to take you to the Great Awakening. And another currency reset is going to take you to the Great Reset. The Great Reset, you might as well just put a chain around your neck, because it's going to be all based on access to currency with an injection. Food shortages are beginning in certain parts of the country because 15,000 gas stations are out of gas. That means truckers can't move goods. Food prices are going to start increasing because you're seeing gas go up. If gas goes up, it hits the truckers immediately. Food delivery prices go up, and immediately you start to see that change at the store. Add to that the fact that the dollar is not buying anything anymore. It's a dead currency. And how do we, what's one of the big indicators? Futures contracts are down. What does that mean? That means people don't have faith in the future of the old fiat dollar. They're not putting money in there. This economy is going to be going through a major reset. Much of the reset will be based, and the success of the reset will be based on where people sit with their relationship to what they want in the future. If you want the same crap that you had before, keep doing the same thing. Do nothing, sit around, sip coffee, complain about the world, and it'll be just fine. It'll be great. You'll go through a nice little reset. You'll be given some new confidence. Just as long as you get that injection, you'll be good. And just like the song Comfortably Numb, you're not going to have to worry about anything anymore. Where we sit right now is a fight for the people. The reason that we are sitting so long, it is all the efforts that the Patriots came down to. People that keep going back to this place of saying, well, Trump did this and Trump did that, it drives me nuts. It means you're lazy, is what it means. It means you're not engaged in this fight. It means you're looking for somebody else to fix it. And you're always looking for someone else to pick it up. President Trump and his team have done an amazing job of resetting certain things. But what they can never do is change the direction of the minds of the people. And in the end, an insurgency is won or lost by the people. And the people right now are still sitting waiting for manna to fall from the sky. The only way that this is going to get fixed in the end of the day is for people to get up and start being active. We're way too long into this fight. I mean, there's rallies going on. We're having a big Bard's Fest. Everybody's doing everything we can to get the people to stand up and to be together and to be strong. And then we come back to that statement. Well, we don't do a good job of organizing. Well, I don't know what to say then. I don't know what to say. If we can't simply organize and come together at a local community level, how do you expect to sustain something? Here's the thing. President Trump could flip the switch tomorrow and everything could be changed. You're going to be on a new currency. You're going to walk into a new world. And I will guarantee you we will be back in the same toilet bowl we are in right now within less time than you can imagine, probably 18 months. Why? Because people haven't changed fundamental issues in their life. One, they have not returned back to the principles of living by God. Two, they are still consumed by materialism as a major guide in their life. Three, they are not going to be active in their local government. Therefore, they're going to outsource it once again to the same dirtbags that are running things right now. And if those things don't change, which means you have to get active in your community, you have to be organized, you have to start pushing into this fight, if you're not going to change those fundamental issues and return back to what it is to be in a representative republic, then you might as well just buy the ticket that says CCP and I'll take the injection and I'll live under tyranny the rest of my life. This savior mentality is corrupted most of the conservative movement. I'm going to be saved by Trump. I'm going to be saved by Christ. I'm going to be saved. I'm going to be saved. You know what? Saving begins with what you accept Christ in your heart, and then it begins with what you put traction to your faith, meaning you get things done. Occupying the land doesn't mean sitting on your tail or in a pew. It means spreading God's word and God's kingdom. And as we do that, we live by God's rules. That means an active presence in the world of doing things. We have to make changes. This conservative movement has to make changes. And it has to be able to self-mobilize, not just rely on big names to bring them to their feet. Because when you bring, President Trump is starting to do rallies next month. I'm sure they'll be great. I also guarantee you somewhere in that rally, he's going to talk about the vaccine and say what a great thing it is. I'm waiting for that one. That's going to blow my mind, but it's coming. But when you have big rallies, that's like the only time the conservatives come off the gate. And then what do they do once they leave? That's the question. It's not whether you can come together. It's what do you do once you leave? And it's really, it's become this place where everybody's just kind of waiting. It's like, okay, well, when's that next rally so I can go to the rally? So I can sit and watch it online and be part of the rally. The whole principle that I've laid out with Bard's Fest is not a rally in a traditional sense. Yeah, it's going to be great. But it's a rally to give people tools and techniques and methods so that when they leave, they have things they can go back to their community and use. I hope people use them. Just hearing people talk all day is one thing. But we have got to get, we've got to put wheels to our faith. And we have to be able to get out into the world and make that change that we need to make. And part of that is to take that belief and that love of God that we have in our lives and this love of country and start organizing at a local level and start making a difference. And it all, in the end of the day, just like it was with the colonial period, do you know that it was a group of about, ended up being a group of 80 women, 80 women that organized a boycott in our colonies that ended up breaking the back of the UK empire. They reduced, by the efforts that they did, they reduced imports from the UK by 50%. Just 80 dedicated women, because eventually people got behind it. They started to hold other people accountable. That is what we have to do. And people have to return to that. This, I don't know how else to say this. If you think you're going to let somebody else win this fight for you, you will get exactly what you get and what you deserve. That song at the end of President Trump's rallies always sticks with me. It's not what you want, it's what you need. I don't want anybody telling me what I need. I want a nation run by the passions of what is what it takes to run and be part of a representative republic. I don't want to hear excuses anymore. I got it. We've got a lot of work to do. It doesn't get solved unless we get up and we start working together. And that means getting off the bench, getting out of the pew. And that means being active and then just using those rally points, those rallies that happen as boosters to continue great action. This fight is not going to be won overnight. And if anybody thinks for a second that it's going to be won after some great reset or whatever, you're wrong. This fight is a generational fight. I do not expect to see this thing end in my lifetime. But it sure as heck isn't going to be won if we don't begin now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the days we have each day coming together to reflect deeply on the wisdoms presented to us, passed to us by our founding fathers and embedded within our hearts. Lord, we ask that we can see clearly in these days, not to sit in pews and wait for others to fix our problems, but to embrace the true gift of the sacrifice that Christ made for our lives, that we can stand boldly in this world and occupy this land with the strength and wisdom given to us and passed on to us and expected of us. Lord, let us put traction to our faith. Let us reach into this world and build these communities, to step boldly into this world and proclaim our faith and proclaim our path ahead, using actions of kindness, deliberate actions of kindness to change this world, to be present in our communities, not hidden, to be vocal in our communities, not hidden, to remember the strength that Christ had in the temples speaking out, of flipping tables. Let us be that. Let us stand up to this tyranny and not let this tyranny crush us or silence us. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Lots of work to do. And we can do it. It's not a problem. But it takes a commitment to not keep waiting for someone else to do it for us. All of these points that are coming, each rally can be an energizer. Each rally can be a step forward closer. But the rallies can't just be rallies to get along. It have to be rallies where you're taking something from it and moving forward. And I would hope, and I say this boldly, I hope these rallies start to think that way. It's not just about rallying people together. It's about now giving people tools, tasks, meeting people, connecting, talking about how you're going to organizing. That's where we have to go as a world, as a nation, in order to take this back. We have a huge responsibility in this fight, a huge one. Let's own it. This isn't just for us. This is for generations yet unborn. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. Keep your prayers up. Keep your prayers active, not just prayers to yourself. Take them in, build your prayer teams. Get into the public square. Talk to people, engage with people. No, it's not easy. Use email if you're comfortable and not comfortable on social media. That's fine. Use face-to-face if you're not comfortable on digital space. Meet somebody for coffee. Have a group of people you meet, but don't just keep it there. Move it into the world. There's a group of people in my town, and I admire them. They literally, every Friday, regardless of whether there's 3 of them or 15 of them, they wave flags every Friday. It seems like a small act, but it's the fact that one of them is immobile on a wheelchair. Most all of them are in their late 70s. And that's what they can do every day, to stand in a main public thoroughfare and wave flags. And you know what? I respect that so much, because they're dedicated to an action that isn't just sitting in the inside. If every single person took an action once a week and did that, these communities would look differently. There's a lot of us. There's just too many of us hiding. So let's get up. Stand up. God's got our back. He's never going to forsake us. And in the end, if we keep pressing, we'll be there at the victory with God, and that's where we need to be. This is the Lord's fight and the Lord's victory. Let us share it with him at the victory line. So see you tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, for Bards FM. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Thank you. Have a great day. And out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again.
Surely the opening vistas of space
promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push, we climb, we never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray, we stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.